Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why, oh then why can't I? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. If birds can fly over the rainbow, why can't I? Well, I can. I can, and I do. I fly over the rainbow with happy thoughts, with a happy world, with a happy life, every time I speak, think, act in a happy way. And it's all a matter of whether I want to do it or whether I don't want to do it. Whether I want to think, speak, or act in a happy way, that is my choice. That is my desire, my decision for myself. Now, I can look at my world around me, and I can find it with, it's little problems, it's little unfulfilled aspects, it's imperfections, if you will. And as I look at these imperfections, I see that they're not what I really want. And I dream and I say, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why, oh then, why can't I? Well, I can. I can fly over the rainbow by merely taking my thoughts and going over the rainbow. Now, what am I going to see and experience on the other side of the rainbow? Am I going to see all the happy things that life has in store for me? Am I going to see all of the joyous experiences that I could ever know? Am I going to delight in every flight that I make over the rainbow? Well, it depends. It depends on whether I'm an analytical person or intellectual person, and I want to describe how a rainbow is formed and why a rainbow is formed, and that a rainbow is merely the illusions of light flashing this way and that way in the sky. Or am I going to look at the aurora borealis and say, wow, what a beautiful series of light flashes in the sky that is. Wow, how glorious, how beautiful. Or when I look at the sunset, and I see a red sunset, and I see all the clouds looking like they're just painted in the most vivid hues of red. Or I see a glorious sunset of light, and the clouds are all sort of percolated in just sort of a tinge, just a tinge of color. But the pureness of the sunlight that's coming down through the clouds is so glorious. It's toward the end of the day, and the light is becoming not quite so strong, but yet it is still ever so beautiful. How do I look at my world? How do I look at life? How do I look at any experience that comes along that is up to me to live with and live by and live through? Well, I have the opportunity of knowing exactly what I want out of life. I have a brain, I have a mind, I have an ability to think. And I have the ability to think, and so now, what is it I'm going to think about? Am I going to daydream and wish that perhaps I had some fulfillment? Am I going to say, oh, that's a daydream, that's just some wishful thinking? Or am I going to sort of intuitively and imaginatively think about something that's important to me? Say, for instance, I'd like to have a better relationship on my job. I'd like to get along better with everybody else in the job. I don't know that I'm not getting along well, but I'd like to get along better. I'd like to have a happier situation. I'd like to go to work each morning and feel good about going to work, feel good about going out of the house and into the world and into my office or my business or wherever I'm working. And I'd like to feel good about it. But as it is, I feel a tension and I feel anxiety, and I feel, what am I going to do? Am I going to do the right thing? And will they like me? And will I like them? And will they give me a raise? Will I have more money? Will I be able to do all the things I want to do? Will everything go well for me? Well, I have that possibility of thinking those thoughts. And I have the same possibility with the very same thoughts, with the very same me involved there, to think the thoughts of saying, what a wonderful day. This is the day that I am going to have a lot of beautiful, successful things taking place. Now, that particular job that I'm working on, that already is done in my mind, and I am doing it beautifully, perfectly, and it is going to be a marvelous success. It is a marvelous success already. In my mind, it's a marvelous success already. In my heart, it's a marvelous success already. I just go in now and put the last kiss on it, and it's done. Oh, home. Now, that man who works next to me, he is a very unhappy fellow. I don't know. He has body odor. He has all sorts of things. He just is a very unhappy man. And I find it very disturbing to work next to him. And I'm a very diligent worker, and he's a good worker too, but he just has all these problems that are shining out through his body. Now, attitude is what gives us body odor. So, I am going to take care of my attitude about that fellow. And I am going to talk to him about his attitude about himself. Now, I'm not going to say, change your attitude. I am going to change my attitude about what attitude I have about his attitude. How about that? So, I'm going to say to him, John, you are a wonderful guy. And John may not have been feeling wonderful. John, you are a great guy. John, you know, every time I come to work and I find you here, I feel like I've got a privilege. I've got a special privilege of somebody very wonderful in my life. Now, already his vibrations are changing, and already the odor of his body is changing. No matter what he had a moment before, already it's changing. And then I go on saying, John, is there something I can help you with on your particular job today? I have a little extra free time, and I'd be happy to help you. What? You're going to help me with my job? Help me with my work? Sure. You won't get credit for it. That's okay. If I can help you to do your job in a better way, hey, I'm glad to do it. But just let me know, what can I do to help you? Well, I would like it if you would just hold these wrenches for me here a little bit, because as I am working down underneath here, I can't always have the wrenches handy. And if you just hand them down to me, glad to do it. John, you are a thoughtful, imaginative worker. I'm just happy to work around you. Thanks, sir. Appreciate that. Okay, John, no problem. And so, for 10 minutes, we worked together. Big deal. I give him the wrenches that he wants. And he comes up from underneath that automobile engine, and he says, hey, that was a lot easier with your help. I really appreciate her. That's very wonderful of you. That's okay, John, anytime. Whenever you're having a time, you're getting stuck with something or a little bit, you just say, Herb, can you give me a hand a minute? And I'll say, glad to, John, anything for you, oh boy, anything. What's the matter with you, Herb? You sound sort of strange. Anything for me. Well, I just made up my mind this morning, John. I am going to be as nice to people as I can be and do anything for them that I can do and do my own work. Do my own things that have to be done, but I'm going to be nice to other people and just go out of my way to do nice things for them. Well, you sure did for me, Herb. You sure did. You made that job so much easier for me. I appreciate it. Is there something I can do to help you, Herb? Aha! Now, I'm standing right next to John. And as I'm standing next to John, I can smell him. And he doesn't have a body odor. Really, he doesn't. He is content with himself. He is at peace with himself. He doesn't have a body odor. Now, I don't say, John, you don't have a body odor. How nice that is. I just see that I have put a cause in motion where John is able to be at peace with himself, like himself, be happy with himself, and also shine that out into the world around him, and I'm in that world around him, and so I get the benefit of John's happy, wonderful, good thoughts. Yes, I do. And it's a great and a great and a great and a great, great experience. Yes, I can create my world little by little. As I give of myself, and as I give lovingly, unconditionally lovingly, it shines back to me. And I have to work next to John. And he smells, he doesn't smell anything. I don't smell anything from him. He has no body odor. He has no odor at all. He's just there. And before, it used to be rancid and used to be just terrible. But not there. How wonderful. So, I go into the boss's office, and the boss says, Herb, I got some ideas I want to talk to you about. And you think, wow, this is great. He wants my opinion on some ideas that he wants to talk about. Okay, I say to myself, inside myself, I know that I know that I know I'm able to come up with some constructive ideas with the boss. And so he says, now, what do you think of this and this and this? And I say, well, you have always given us a good example of how to do that job in a perfect way. And I've often thought that if we did a little bit of this here, it would make it even a little more effective. Hey, that's an idea. I hadn't thought of that. And, well, you've always given us all the ideas for these things, and you've given us all the direction and sort of guided us in a perfect way. But each time I was doing it, I was thinking, now, if we turn this just this way or did this just this way, it might improve it. Well, you know, Herb, those are things I hadn't even thought about. I was so concerned with the overall problem, I missed the little nuances there. And I'm happy you caught the nuances. Herb, that's fantastic. I appreciate it. You answered all my questions even before I asked them, and I thank you very much. So, see you later. So he dismisses me, and I go back to my job, and John is standing there. And John says, Herb, what are you beaming about? I said, well, John, the boss asked me to come in his office. He had some problems. Uh-oh. No, John. He had some problems, and I said, boss, you have set up that job so perfectly, there's hardly any way to improve it. I thought of one little way that I'd like to do it, but the thing is, it works just perfect the way it is. Well, Herb, what is the way we were thinking of fixing it? So I told the boss, and he says, hey, that's a good idea. And he said, I hadn't thought of that because I'm looking at the overall picture, and I sometimes forget the little details that you are doing because you're doing the job. Hey, Herb, wow, you got to talk to the boss and say those things? How fantastic. Well, John, I get to talk to you, too. And you always tell me great ways of doing our job even better. And though I may not always agree with your suggestions of how we can do our job better, I listen to you. And I think, hey, you really care. You really are interested in it. You really care about what goes on in your world. And John says, well, of course, you know, it's my job, it's my work. I'm in charge of my attitude. And I'm in charge of the attitude of others around me because I inspire the attitudes of others around me to be as glorious and as uplifting and as fulfilling and rewarding as my own attitude is. Now, whatever my attitude is, it does not have to remain that way. My attitude may be I'm a little unhappy with something, so I immediately say, hey, I can be unhappy or I can be happy about it. Now, if I'm going to be unhappy about it, I'm not going to like that. But if I'm going to be happy about it, I'm going to like that. So now, how can I be happy about that situation? How can I be happy? What sort of attitude can I have that's going to make me be happy in that circumstance or that situation? Well, when I give that to myself, then little by little, I see how easy it is. And I do all sorts of things that make me happy. And in the process, they make everyone in my world happy too. Because I do live in a very close-knit world, one that I've created, one that represents me, one that is who I am. I have created that, and it is who I am right now. I'm a happy, happy, happy guy, and my life is a happy, happy, happy life. Yes, I am in charge of my attitudes, and I'm going to always keep my attitudes on that high road of joy and peace and happiness, because that's really all that matters. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.